This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
But right now, we're talking about something that happened to me recently.
Ooh, okay. And Things don't happen to you usually.
On the topic, it's been a weird week. Lots of things have been happening to me. Normally, I just
go on.
Passively exist. But for this week, it's just been a host of happenings, and so this specific happening that I'll delve into is related to the career segment that we had previously, and I'm in a dry patch in terms of employment.
A good enough reason to use the phrase dry patch.
Dry patch. What do you mean dry patch? What exactly do you mean by that? Like,
you're in between jobs.
It's even more inappropriate because I do teach swimming still.
Okay.
So you still have a job then. So.
And it's a very, like, water-based job. Yeah. But it's only once a week and it's not for a long time.
Yeah, well, you're doing more than what I am. I am unemployed right now.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. It's fine to be in a dry patch. Now what we're using for when you're in a moment of being unemployed.
So in my case, dry patch, yours, dry-ish.
Dry-ish. And if you're just tuning in...
Yeah, but I'm full-time employed and I don't want to say what I'm in right now. So.
Committed relationship.
But I'm fully employed, so... Yeah.
Married to your work.
Yes.
God, no, I am not married to my work.
Because you can say married to your work, so I feel like it should be fair to be able to say dry patch as well.
Look, if I'm married to my work, then I'm going through... I've got a very rocky relationship with it, and we're probably on the brink of divorce, I would say.
Yeah.
So... maybe I'll be in a bit of a dry patch soon myself.
Yeah. What an accurate way to describe work.
So, yeah, the reason I bring it up is I've been in a dry patch and I've been looking for a job that's more adulty. Like, I've been looking for a... probably very underqualified, but I've been trying to get a more adulty job. And I applied...
A more mature
job. If I use words like mature, I might have actually got this job. But, Yeah, so I went for a job at uni. I went for a job to try. I didn't get it. Spoiled all of that. I didn't get it. But the worst thing is my sister told me beforehand. She's like, you won't get this job. And I was like,
ooh.
You know what? Yeah, I will.
And you...
Little did you know.
Little did I know. She was very accurate.
Yeah, you certainly proved her wrong.
No, right. I proved her.
I'm being a bit sarcastic. I apologize.
Oh. Yeah. So,
cut him deep.
So, following that,
poor Pat.
She decided that she'd give me career advice, and this is my younger sister in year 12.
Oh,
and
boy, that's rich.
No, but it was good advice, so I'll take it.
All right, share it with us.
The advice is really to, like, do something you care about. Good advice, hey. I think that was...
Yes, because...
But did you care about the job?
Yeah, I did care about it, but I didn't get the job. Like, I can't... I'm not going
All right.
I guess it makes sense because if you don't care about a job, you can't really get invested in it. So, yeah, that's really good advice.
It is good advice.
Well done, sister.
Think about what matters to you at the moment. So, if you're wondering if you're in a dry patch of employment, think about what...
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Syn.